Hello, this is Governor Paula Page. Folks, I am a Franco-American, and I come from poverty. Like many of the immigrants who made this country great, Franco-Americans lived by a simple code. You work hard, you take care of your family, and you pay your bills. Franco-Americans are very frugal, and they don't spend money they don't have. They know that if you don't pay your bills, you will face serious consequences. I learned that very early in life. A couple of very liberal elitists in Augusta don't live by that same code. They believe that government will always provide enough money to pay for whatever programs they want, no matter how expensive they are or how much they burden Mainers. Most legislators in Augusta agree we should pay one of our biggest bills, the $500 million in welfare debt that we owe to Maine's 39 hospitals. We have been talking about this for months. My plan to pay the hospitals has broad support of Maine citizens, and it has bipartisan support from Republicans and Democrats. So what's the holdup? It's really quite simple. The holdup comes from just two people, Senate President Justin Alfon and Speaker of the House Mark Eaves. They are the Democratic leadership, and they are doing everything they can to prevent paying the hospitals. Even though members of their own party want to pay the hospitals, Alfon and Eaves have moved the goalposts once again. Now they won't pay the hospitals unless Maine agrees to another expensive expansion of welfare. Folks, let's call it what it is. Medicaid expansion is welfare expansion. That is a completely separate issue than paying the hospitals the $500 million we owe them. Eaves said in February that tying different issues together in the same legislation is Washington-style politics. Now he is doing exactly that. He is tying the hospital debt to welfare expansion. To make matters worse, the Maine People's Alliance, a liberal activist organization that controls the Democratic agenda, is spreading misinformation about welfare expansion. The Maine People's Alliance activists would have you believe that the expansion of welfare covers children, the disabled, and the elderly. But these people are already covered by our existing welfare system. The expansion would cover able-bodied, childless adults. As soon as my plan is approved, the hospitals will get paid. We will release bonds for infrastructure projects, and we will inject nearly $700 million into the economy. This would jumpstart projects that are on hold and create jobs for Maine people. But Democratic leadership would rather rush into welfare expansion, which caused this mess in the first place, than put Mainers to work today. The federal government claims it will fund welfare expansion for 3 years. After that, there are no guarantees. Maine could face over $100 million in additional welfare spending in each budget after those 3 years. Despite those looming costs, the Democratic leadership is eager to expand now and ask questions later. I don't operate that way. I won't spend money we don't have, whether it is today or 3 years down the road. I am negotiating with the feds for 100% coverage for 10 years before I even consider expanding Medicaid. My cautious approach would amount to hundreds of millions of dollars in savings for Maine people. Again, I go back to my Franco-American roots. Maine cannot spend money it does not have, and we must pay the bills. We must not include welfare expansion with the plan to pay the hospitals. These issues have nothing to do with each other. So let's pay the hospitals and let's put Mainers back to work. I'm calling on Democratic leadership to let legislators take a simple up or down vote on my plan. Call Senator Alfon at 287-1515 and call Representative Eaves at 287-1300. Tell them to do the right thing. Tell them to pay the hospitals today.